Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try Assemble and Bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
B96 is the rhythm of Chicago. It's Moe and Carla mornings. No Carla today. She will be back tomorrow. My wife, Stacy, is here.
Amateur morning.
Why is it amateur?
Because I'm an amateur. You know how I know this? Because I kept thinking that you were turning the sound up so loud in my microphone, and it was my chair.
Oh.
And I just now realized it. I was like, why is it so loud? I was getting all annoyed.
Your chair?
Yeah, like when I turn the chair, it like turns a little knob.
Oh, okay. Well, who knew?
I was like, man, he's really going hard with the volume.
So I wanted to talk about before my mom wakes up. So my mom is in town visiting.
Yeah.
What am I, 13?
No, I understand it.
My mom is in town visiting this week, and we took her to her first Cubs game.
So much fun.
And she kind of embarrassed us.
That's true.
So we took the bus, and then we took the red line to get to Wrigleyville.
Mm-hmm.
And my mom has never in her entire life utilized public transportation.
It was pretty mind-blowing for her, I feel like. That you just, like, get somewhere and get driven.
Well, right. And then she gets on the bus and just starts, like, chatting at people.
Oh, yeah. She has a pattern. You should have expected this. You know your mom is like this.
Well, yeah, I guess you're right. But she's the most chatty person on the face of the earth. And she'll just start talking to anyone.
Yeah.
And in some instances, that works out. In some instances, it can be kind of embarrassing.
Yeah.
So we get on the train. And we're on the way to a Cubs game. So this is not some light train.
No, this is packed.
And somebody clears a seat for her. And she's like, no, that's okay. And she's nearing 70. And I'm like, I think that you should sit.
Right. Take like, this as a sign.
You might get rocked by
right.
this.
We were nervous.
Right.
We looked at each other and went like, oh, boy. You're like, oh.
So she's holding on to one of the little straps that you can hold on to. And the train's going, and she's almost falling left and right.
All over the place. Like, people around her were concerned. Did you see, like, their faces?
Yeah, everybody was like, what is this
like,
older woman doing?
Are we going to die? Yeah.
And she's, like, going, wee, wee, because she's getting rocked by this train.
Yeah.
She's going, wee, wee. And she has no, like, level of, like, volume control. She's just like, we're in public. I'm just going to talk as loud as I can. And she goes, this is like we're at Disneyland.
Oh, my gosh. I remember this now. Yeah.
And I revert back to like 13-year-old me. And I'm like, why is this the most humiliating moment of my life? We're on the CTA train. When you're on the train, you have to act cool. Like, you just got to act like...
You have to act like it's an everyday thing.
Like
you have to play the part.
No big deal.
Yeah.
And what is she doing but going, this is like Disneyland. And people are looking like, what is this old lady doing?
Yeah. I knew you were dying inside. See, here's the difference is I can dissociate and just pretend I don't know her.
Oh, see, that's my mom. And I go back to that, like, seventh grade, like, everything my mom possibly could do or say is embarrassing.
Were you feeling, like, flush?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. 100%. Yeah. I was, like, so humiliated. Well, but I realized I embarrassed her so many times
as
her child.
Yeah.
I mean,
especially you.
I went to jail when I was 10
right.
because I threw a brick through a window of a school and thought that would be a great idea.
That's pretty bad.
And so I thought, you know what? Fair enough. I embarrassed her so many times as a kid. And like our kids sometimes can do some stuff that we're like, oh, please don't do that.
Yeah. Do you know what I think about is how inevitably I'm going to be the embarrassing mom. And I want to try so hard to not be that person. And also I feel like it's just my fate because all moms become embarrassing. But when does it switch?
So what do you think the most embarrassing mom thing you'll do is?
Probably start asking all of her friends how they feel about it.
Oh,
or,
so okay.
You know what I mean? Like just getting emotional.
For context, Stacy here is a therapist.
Yeah.
She's
a
psychologist. And that's probably fair.
I can't help it. It's an occupational hazard to like want to know more.
You'd be concerned about her friends.
Yeah.
That I guess could be embarrassing. But you know what? More than us embarrassing or our parents embarrassing us, we've embarrassed them.
Yeah.
When did your kids embarrass you? I mean, Dahlia gets us sometimes. 877-591-9696. You know, maybe you were out and about and your kid said something weird in front of somebody. Maybe they just started screaming in like the absolute wrong situation. You're at a funeral and your kid just loses it.
Yeah, that's a nightmare stuff.
We have a toddler right now.
Mm-hmm.
And she's just like a little ticking time bomb. And she could be the happiest kid. And then out of nowhere.
We're just getting into the meltdown stage.
Yes.
So we haven't fully been... like in it yet, but mm-hmm. I can feel it coming.
Right.
It's happening more at home, so yeah. You know it's coming.
So when did your kids embarrass you? 877-591-9696. We'd love to hear from you.
So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great, but all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Good Smoking Carla Mornings. My wife Stacy in for Carla today, and Post Malone is on now. It's B96. It's B96, the rhythm of Chicago. It's Smoking Carla Mornings. My wife Stacy filling in for Carla today, and I was just sharing that my mom kind of embarrassed us on the CTA train the other day. We were going to the Cubs game, and she was swinging on the strap and
like,
going,
wee!
This feels like we're at Disneyland. And I was like, oh my God, don't stop. And I thought, you know what? Fair, because I embarrassed her so many times when I was a kid. And I think our kids embarrass us. Like, this is part of being a parent, right? So
it's a cycle of life.
Yeah, 877-591-9696. How did your kids embarrass you? Mama and Cicero. So tell us, I know you got some kids and they embarrass you. Something about having toilet paper in the car.
Oh, yeah, which was quite recently because I started picking up kids from school. They asked why I had the toilet paper and, you know, extra pack of wipes in the car. I said, you know, for emergencies and whatnot. And my course 9-year-old has to say, you know, that's for you. You know, you got a wee bladder. You know, you have accidents. You just shredded on yourself the other day.
Oh my God. Shredded you.
Yeah. She put out the fact that I had a hysterectomy and my bladder is weak as hell. So, yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Oh, mama.
9-year-old. Yeah. Oh, okay. I didn't know it started that young, but I guess you got to be on your defenses early.
Oh, yeah.
Did you go back and, like, bring out all the times that she was incontinent?
I was just stunned because I was just like, are you serious? Like, that's a whole personal.
Right.
Yeah, that's so personal.
Right, yeah.
And kids just say things. When was the first time, Mama, or how old, I guess, was your kid the first time that they said something embarrassing like that in public?
Janelle was probably like 4 or 5.
4 or 5, and that's when you realize, like, oh, now I got to watch what I say around the kid.
Yeah, I need duct tape on her mouth.
Yeah. So we're asking, when did your kids embarrass you at 877-591-9696? Wait, Cassandra from Glendale Heights. So your kids just get naked everywhere they go.
They're 2-year-old twin boys, so yes. I don't know what it is. They're just in a stage. They've been getting naked everywhere we go. So, like, park, sandbox, in the driveway. I'm getting one out of the car seat. So the other one's out. I look over. He's naked in the driveway. I'm just like, guys, like, we have to get it together. Like, we cannot keep doing this.
We have to keep our clothes on.
It's an important lesson.
It is the biggest hassle, honestly.
I can imagine this happens so quickly. Like, in a moment, you turn around and they've completely disrobed.
And it's always, like, the bottom first, you know, God forbid. Like, they can't take the shirt off first, right? It's always the bottom half. So that is just what I'm going through right now as a twin mom.
Yeah, and with two, I mean, you're outnumbered.
Oh, definitely. So it's either, like, getting naked or they just want to wear their silky pajamas. So it's one or the other.
Isn't that funny? You have two, and then you have twins, and everybody talks about how cool that would be to have twins. But when there are things that are issues, it's double mm-hmm. the issues.
Mm-hmm. Oh, definitely. It's double the issue, like double the potty training, double the nakedness. It's fun, don't get me wrong, but it is just like something so embarrassing sometimes. I know my neighbors are looking at me like, this lady's crazy.
What's the best part about having twins?
Oh, their bond is amazing. They love each other. They play together. Just kind of seeing them grow into it, I think that's been the best thing so far.
Oh, you know what? I've always thought if you had a twin, like, you always will have somebody to ride a roller coaster with.
That's so true. Yeah, I think so too.
Yes, I think it's great. Like, they always have someone, so I'm happy for that part.
Yeah, you go up to Six Flags, you take a crew of friends up there, you know for sure that you got somebody who's going to ride with you.
Hopefully they don't disrobe
at
Six Flags.
Someone else is going to be the awkward third wheel, not them, so it works.
Yeah, like Stacy said, make sure they keep their clothes on when they get to Six Flags.
I hope they grow out of it one day.
Yeah. I'm sure they will.
Otherwise, hopefully by age 5, right? That's probably once they start going to school.
No, I hope like in the next 2 months.
Oh, okay.
Well, best of luck. And I love your optimism. Manifest that.
Thank you guys so much.